to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So tonight, in preparing for a word for tonight, I only heard God saying, you know, He wants to encourage us tonight. You know what? And it's such a great thing, especially in the beginning of a year, for God to say that He wants to come and encourage us and to remind us that we are not strong, but God is strong in us. And the only measure in what we can do and the manner in which we do it and the outcomes which will be attained at the end of this year coming will be measured to God. Because we have, and most of us have, made the decision to say, God, it's no longer I who live, but you in me. So let's truly give this year to God. And God wants to ensure that we know as we leave this place tonight that He is strong in us and He's so committed to every one of us this year in what we will do and endeavor, that He wants to be with us in it so that His strength, His glory, and His peace will follow us in that as we seek His face. So in that, and it's personally the best way, I believe, how we can overcome and how we can be encouraged, not only as a church, but you know, as people, is through testimonies. Right, so thus God hasn't really given me a sermon for tonight, but He said He's going to give a bunch of people who want to share testimonies. And that He has. So I want just all of those who said they want to share testimonies in worship, just come and, why don't you just sit in the front for me, please? You can just quickly come. And let me just see who you are again. And so tonight, I truly want us to, with this in the back of our minds and hearts, let God's words echo in it, saying that He wants to encourage us and strengthen us as we surrender completely to Him. And tonight, He wants to use these individuals sitting in the front through their testimonies and their experience over the last couple of months or while. So let's listen to them, and let's respond to them, and let's see what God wants to do as they share in those moments. So you can come for me first, please.
Hello, everyone. My name is Edna. So last week, Sunday, after the service, I went back home to the flat, So I go to the flat, and my flatmate was standing outside, and I asked her, why are you outside? And she's like, they tried to break into the flat. And then we realized they tried to open the door, but they couldn't open the door. So we're just standing there. We tried to open the door, but we couldn't open the door. So then then the Holy Spirit kept on speaking to me, asking me where my faith is, And then I was so nervous, and I wanted to pray so many times, and I told my boyfriend, like, come, let's go and pray. Stop opening the door. Can we just go and pray? And then I kept on prolonging it. And then at the end of the day, and then I realized I'm not going to be able to open the door, and I can only trust God in this situation, and I hope they won't come again. So we went to his place, and I opened Psalms 91, and I read it out loud, and I prayed out my heart, and I kept on saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I sang it. I kept on saying that. I walked to the bathroom saying it. Went to bed saying those words, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And went back to the flat at 12 o'clock midnight to check if they came back again. We got there, and then there was a security standing by the flat, because my flatmate works at ADT. So she called the other guy to just go and check on our flat, and I got there, he was standing there, and I was just like, okay, that's a relief. At least he'll be looking after the flat for the rest of the night. So then the next morning we went back, and then the caretaker came in, he opened the door, and there was nothing was taken. Those guys didn't come back to open the door again, and then I heard that they stole upstairs at the sixth floor. They stole completely everything, and for me, that was just like, God is so faithful, and just proclaiming his word in my life, It was overwhelming, and I just want to let you guys know that God is faithful in whatever situation that you come across. If you just keep on saying His word, and it's the truth. His word is life, and yeah, I just want to thank God for that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Bram. Apostle Bram.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, I'm doing my PhD in electrical engineering part-time. And there was last year, I was doing some measurements and simulations. It's not my final work. It's just a stepping stone to the in-between work and the final work of my PhD. So I was doing this simulation measurements, and the stuff didn't match up. And my professor said, no, but it should somehow match up, and it's not matching up. And I couldn't find out what the problem was. I asked the guys in my small group to pray for me, and there were some other people also prayed for me, and I was trying really everything I could. And they came a few small breakthroughs, but it was not quite what I expect. And so I went on December holiday without knowing what is the problem since last September. And then this week was the first week back for me, and I was looking again at the problem and just proclaiming God's word over the situation. And then I finally found the final problem, why it's not matching up. So now it's matching up, and the professor is happy with it. And I just want to praise God for this breakthrough. Yeah.
And now, please.
Good evening, everyone. As you heard, my name's Hanal, and I am, thank God, a final year medical student. And this year, our varsity fees are 55,000 Rand. And so I've been studying which will be my sixth year now, which is quite long. So my parents didn't bargain on me studying this long when I was born. So they only put a little bit of money away. So this year, the money was finished, and I would have to go get a study loan. But that in itself is quite difficult, because those of you who have it will know that you have to pay back like rent or whatever you call it every month anyway. So even then, it's still expensive and not always doable. So I was really stressing, because I was like, oh my word, I can't stop in my fifth year. And I was like trying to think, lying in my bed, like, how's this going to work out? And I always hear people say, you know, like, God is Jehovah Jireh, he provides. And I was like, oh, let's just stop being so earthly, you know, like, this is all material. Like, God provides spiritually, but not always, like, materially. And my faith wasn't so strong in that. And so let's pause that part of the story now. So the second part of the story is last year, the Friday night when we were driving to family camp, Antoinette signed myself in a car accident. I was driving, and my car got written off, which I was also really upset about, and I thought, this is really senseless. God, we're going to family camp? Why did this happen? Anyway, so then my parents said to me the insurance might not pay out for whatever circumstances regarding the accident. So I was like, great, now we couldn't go to family camp, and I didn't have a car. Anyway, so during the holidays, I found out that the insurance did pay out. They paid off $30,000 for my car. And then I also had investments that I got money a while back from Simone's fiance's parents. They gave me money like 4 years ago. So I only used a little bit of that money to go on missions, and the rest I put into investments. And then my mom also said to me on the holidays, guess what? Your investment's coming loose in January. And then altogether, I got 50,000 Rand. So I'm only 5,000 Rand short, which my parents would be able to pay. So I just really want to praise God for providing in the most mysterious ways.
Thanks, Anel, for sharing. We have our very own Paul. Who wants to?
Hi. So, beginning last year, God put me with a friend at university. And he's not from a Christian background at all. He's from a different country. And then just throughout the year, God laid him on my heart to be friend with him, but also to pray for him. And then at small group, many times we prayed for his salvation. And specifically the last while, we just prayed in my own time, over the holidays, I prayed for a hunger in him to know Jesus and to get to know Jesus. And yesterday, he attended E1 with me, so he heard the truth and he accepted the salvation of Jesus. After all, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. Hey, Nance.
All right. I don't really know how or where to start. It's quite a long story. But yeah, I just really, emotions just going a little bit. I just really felt the Lord's Spirit very strongly in the worship. And then I just came forward. Yeah, so basically what I want to share is just God's faithfulness and how he wants to restore our lives. And it's a long story, but like I said, I don't really know where to start. Basically, I grew up in a Christian home and parents that loved me, and like everything that I could see in my life was good and perfect, but somewhere in my heart, like, I had a deep wound, and I don't even know what the origin was of it. And for long, I didn't even know that I had that wound. And I still actually don't know where it originated from, but part of me thinks like it was from my dad, and like the fact that he didn't like love me in the way that he should have, and didn't affirm me in the way that he should have. And like, I think there's a lot of us in our lives that walk around with hurts and wounds like that are caused through our families or through people that are in our lives, and our parents and friends and people that hurt us, and we go through trauma and things like that, and we walk around with these wounds in our hearts. And very few of us actually get to the point where we allow the Lord to come and to heal those things. And for me, it's been a long walk. Like, it's happened numerous times where I just get into the Lord's presence and I realize, like, I just need the Lord to come and heal me. I don't even know what, but he just needs to come. And the liberating thing is, like, when I just allow him and open up my heart and say, Lord, just come. And it's just coming with the honesty and the openness, saying, Lord, here I am. Like, I'm not pretending that I'm all sorted out and that I'm going to change the world on my own. And I just come, and then the Lord just comes so miraculously, and he just heals me and restores me. And the Lord's done so much great work in our family, and I was just restored my relationship with my dad. Well, basically, I had a very superficial relationship. I just spoke to my dad when there was administration, or I needed this, or this needed to be fixed. Or I never had a heart-to-heart relationship with my dad, and even with my mom. And the Lord's turned that around, but it takes work from my side and from my parents' side. But the essence of what I say is, like, if we're broken, we limit the amount that the Lord can use us. And if he does use us, we typically mess up. So the Lord really wants to come and restore us on whichever level. We all have brokenness in our lives, but he really wants to come and restore us so that he can use us more effectively. And tonight in the worship, I just felt like the Lord's Spirit is so strong. And I felt like the Father heart of God, like, so strongly that he's really there, and he wants to come and heal our hurts and our wounds so that he can use us more effectively. And it's almost like a father who's got a little daughter, and she's running around and she's playing, and she falls and she, like, scrapes her knees, like, loot everywhere, and she's crying and running, and she's running towards the father, and like, I just felt God's heart that he really wants to just, like, open up his arms and hug and receive and just bring healing. Like, but in the world, what we often experience is we experience someone pushing us away. Like, as you're running, he, like, pushes you over. You know, and that hurt and that rejection and that stuff, it remains with us. But the Lord really wants to come and change that. And just that scripture in Isaiah that says, you know, he wants to bring beauty for ashes, and he wants to bring the oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And all that we need to do is we just need to give him opportunity and say, Lord, here I am. Just come and come bring healing and restoration. And what I found in my life is that the places where we're weak, he likes to use us for his strength and for his glory. So, like, you know, we're strong. He's strong in us when we are weak. Like, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And that's where I really told God. I said, like, God, like, this is really, like, where I'm really weak and where I really suck. But won't you use it, like, for your glory? Won't you use it as a tool in your hand to see your kingdom come? So I really want to encourage you to give God that opportunity and take your hurt and your brokenness to God and let him use it for his kingdom and for his glory.
Amen. Thank you, Raina, for sharing. Is there anyone else who wants to share a testimony?
Hello. I have a lot of testimonies to share, so I'll try and keep it short. I've been to Germany now for 3 weeks to see my family, which is a testimony in itself because I haven't been there for 5 years, and God provided, which is pretty cool. Anyways, so I went to Germany, and before the time I was talking to Serena about it, and was like, I've been on so many mission trips, and I don't know how to do this, if this should be a mission trip or not really. But it was so cool, like it was different in a sense, because I actually just went and I could love the people. And while we were praying, like God also showed Serena that it will be a time of rest and a time of family. And that was really what it was, like I could really rest and spend time with family and just love them and sow the seed where it needed to be sown. And yeah, so one of the testimonies I want to share is just a conversation that came up with my cousin's girlfriend, and we were at church, and I was quite disappointed that they didn't come with, because she's an atheist and whatever. So afterwards we spoke to her, and she was just so open to receive and for us to talk to her about Jesus. And my aunt said she'll give her a sermon, so I'm trusting that she'll come to salvation. But yeah, it was really cool for me just to see God at work and to see what he's doing in Germany and what he's doing in my family. And yeah, I just want to give him the glory. And I think that's where I'll stop.
Thank you, Birgit. And God is really faithful and so invested in our lives. And I'm sure that not only these handful of people, but I'm sure every one of us sitting here, we have a testimony to share where God has come through and where he has saved us or shown us mercy, shown us grace. And we truly serve a mighty God. And I also just feel to share a testimony which I really, to be honest, I don't want to share with you guys. I don't know why. I think it's still a bit raw in my heart as well. But this holiday, excuse me, Melody and I, who's now my fiance, by the way, that's a testimony, number one. God gave me a real-life angel and his own daughter. So that's really awesome. But apart from that, we went on holiday. And we went down with my brother. And if there's one person I really... Vaina, dude, started something, you know. And if there's one person I would, without a second of a doubt, just give my life for, it is for my brother. And because I owe him so much. And he went down with us, and my brother has been in a tough spot for the last 2 to 3 years, just with his walk with Christ, but in that just struggles. And I'm not going to go into details, but we've really just been working and praying and talking a lot, and just over these past 2 and 3 years, until it came to a point last year, about 2 weeks before holiday started, where everything was just at a dead end. And where, for our perspective, it just looked like there was no hope whatsoever. And so we just get these emotions out. So you know what we can do, what we only can do in situations, we can look to God to just reach his hand in and to save us and to save my brother in this situation which he found himself. And you know, we just started praying. And so I really had a great expectation for this holiday to just spend time with him and speak to him and just to love him. And holiday started, and day one and a half of holiday, my brother was a completely different man. From looking 2 weeks ago to that day on holiday, you know, God truly just came in and just identified with him and placed his identity in his heart. And I could see such a growth in my brother's heart this entire holiday, up to the things he was saying and praying and speaking about, up to where I'm just very much excited about his life at this stage. And I can truly testify of him and so many people that I know that when we find ourselves at a place where, at a dead end, where life is no longer even an option to us, you know, God steps into those situations and he just, you know, just plucks us away from walking off the side of the mountain. And God would, I can just say with 100% confidence in my heart that God would do the same for each and every single one of you sitting here tonight. I just felt arriving here and in preparation for this evening, I feel that some of us here tonight, you know, we are quite depressed. You know, we are sad, and we find ourselves not necessarily at it, but heading towards a dead end in whatever situation. And tonight the word from God is he's right there, and he's going to pluck you from out of that situation up to the place that in 24 hours you would not be able to recognize yourself. So tonight God is saying that he's strong enough to save you from whatever situation you're in. And tonight he wants to say that he is strong in you to carry you through this year and every year after this. And I've got a scripture I want to share with us. Tonight, and it is in Psalms, in Psalm 118 from verse 1 to 9. And its heading is, his steadfast love endures forever. And oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in the princes. And tonight, church, as we stand already in the middle of January with the year lying wide open before us, let's just proclaim tonight that God's love endures forever. And there are people who hate us and all those things, but you know what? God will sort them out as we look in triumph over those. So tonight, let's turn our gaze onto God, whose love endures forever and who is on our side, who is our helper and who will make us prosper in every single situation, who will bring us out of the darkness into light and who will make us stand in triumph over those who hate us. And you guys can come to the front, please, Tinas. And it's awesome sharing tonight. And I just heard the testimony is going to that direction tonight. And as the band starts to play, if there's anyone here tonight sitting here and you've heard these testimonies of God and you can relate in a way or feel that you've, in a sense, drifted away from him even over the holidays or just over the last while or seasons in your life, before we pray for specifics tonight, I want to give an opportunity that if you are here tonight and you have not even given your life to Christ before, had the opportunity to do so, or even feel that you're not in the place where you need to be with our Savior, that here, right now, in this space of time, there's an opportunity for you to respond to Christ's call and to respond and to give your life to him. So as the band starts to play, why don't we all stand? And if that is you tonight, I want to give you an opportunity to just come to the front as we would love to pray and to celebrate with you. If there's anyone like that tonight, if you don't want to come alone, you can call your buddy that is standing next to you, come with you. But let's not enter this year, these new seasons this year, without Christ, without God. because He's our hope, He's our salvation, He's our strength when we are weak. I'm going to give one more opportunity. If there's anyone tonight who wants to respond to Christ and to give your life, now is the time. And also, as Vaynard shared, of God healing a wound that He's been carrying for such a long time. And as much as God loves to heal legs and backs and arms and eyes, He loves to heal our hearts and our spirits and our broken souls. If you're standing here tonight and you feel tired, you feel depressed, and even more so, you feel that there's a wound in your heart or your life which you perhaps not even can identify tonight, but you know it is there, and you just want God to just take it from you. And tonight is an opportunity for that. I would love for you to just come to the front. There's going to be facilitators to pray for you as we go into worship again. If you have anything that you want God to heal tonight or to restore tonight, join us in the front.
You move mountains when you speak. You give power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria. There is